Saga Egmont presents End of the Roadie by Elizabeth Flynn. Read by Kim Hicks. Chapter 1. A buzz of excited anticipatory conversation spread beyond the area immediately in front of the theatre. The huge crowd milled and flowed, joked and laughed, and ordinary passers-by found themselves weaving and bobbing just to get wherever they wanted to go. The October evening's unseasonal warmth helped the conviviality along, and every time the traffic lights caused a lull in the constant stream of vehicles, another batch of concertgoers poured across the road to join the party. Several yards away, the Hammersmith flyover's huge underbelly partially blocked the view of a very pleasant evening sky. Detective Constable Gary Houseman, in his polo shirt, cords and casual jacket, had found a relatively clear space just inside one of the glass-paned front doors. He scanned the street outside, waiting to see a familiar head of chestnut hair bouncing through the crowds. Madeline hadn't been sure exactly what time she would arrive. Still on probation in her new job at a small language school, she didn't want to try for time off until she'd become a bit more used to the office protocol. A warm glow spread through Gary as he thought of her, imagined her crossing the road underneath the flyover, looking out for him in the place where they'd agreed he would wait. Relief mingled with his anticipation of Maddie's arrival. A new boy himself, still at everyone's beck and call, at one point his hopes of making this date had looked doubtful. He'd booked the tickets months ago. But as the concert drew close, the new roster for the homicide assessment team assigned him to duty. It turned out all right, though. Detective Inspector Angela Costello, his line manager and Maddie's stepmother, told him she could get cover if necessary. "Enjoy yourself. That's an order," she had said. He grinned as he remembered this and cast a look down at the programme in his hand. Tonight's show, the closing night of seven at this theatre, marked the culmination of a national tour by pop rock sensation Brendan Phelan. He'd heard of him, of course. Who hadn't? That charismatic personality, fine tenor voice and proven musical abilities, had ensured a steady ascent in every music lover's consciousness to prestige as a huge star. Though Gary knew this, he still couldn't name a single one of his tracks. The tickets were meant as a special night out for Maddie. "You'll like him, I promise," she had assured him when they were originally deciding where they would go. "His music's amazing. He does this fantastic blend of pop rock and classical, and he uses gunshots and whip cracks on stage." Gary had tried unsuccessfully to imagine this bizarre blend of theatrical effects and music, but it sounded exciting. He felt open to giving the man a chance. "What, real guns and whips?" he'd wanted to know. "Oh yeah, not just sound effects." Then she'd qualified it. "Well, I suppose the guns are stage guns, but they make a heck of a noise, and the whips are real. I've seen it a couple of times, and it works with the music really well." "This I must see," Gary had thought, unconvinced but definitely intrigued. The photos on the programme gave the impression of a spectacular show anyway. He looked out into the crowd again. Any time now, she'd be here. A raised voice diverted his attention suddenly away from the street in front of him to the area near the box office behind. A well-dressed man in his 40s, with four girls of about 16 in tow, stood rather red in the face, having some sort of altercation with one of the theatre staff. "What do you mean?" he was saying. Gary could hear the stress in his tone. "I'm very sorry, sir," the staff member replied softly, clearly hoping to avoid an embarrassing scene. "But these are not authenticated tickets."
"Not authenticated?"
His voice became closer to a shout now as anger took over.
"I paid an absolute bundle for these. This is a birthday treat for my daughter and her friends."
The girls with him looked at one another apprehensively as they could see the longed-for treat disappearing before their eyes. As Gary watched, another man, dressed in an evening suit and an air of authority, moved close to the noise. Calm control oozed from every pore of his skin. Gary judged him to be from higher up the theatre management chain.